This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are back at Wachusett Mountain for snow show, one last snow show, because spring is here and we got to turn our attention in a month and a half or so to road shows. But I want to thank, certainly want to thank the Crowley family. Jeff, Carolyn, the entire family, they have been so great hosting us out here, and they've been great hosting me and radio programs for some reason for a long, long time.
They're
here,
so nice.
They are the best.
Yeah.
And they hook Wiggy up. Wiggy loves the Polar products.
Right.
So, what is that you drink every
This
morning?
Is like their Polar.
They're frosted?
Yeah, their Polar
Frost.
It's the black raspberry.
Yeah.
With Ciroc?
No. and it like gives me the kind of that soda taste without having to drink actual soda. And now that I know,
have you ever had the orange dry? That's what they're known for, the orange dry.
No, I know, I gotta try
you
one
would
of
love
those
it. You would
and
love
now
it.
That I know where it is, like, because my kids go to UMass and we're always coming up you know, Route 2, and I didn't realize it was like right off of Route 2.
I was like, stop in and stock up.
I had no idea. I was like, you know, we'll come we like to do the things you get on the tubing. We do the tubing, we don't do the skiing. But I thought Wachusett's, I was like, where's Wachusett's, Massachusetts? I had no clue and did not realize that it was like literally right here.
First time in the country for these two. Wiggy thought Wachusett was a town, and Courtney doesn't like that there's no streetlights.
That's dangerous.
It's not dangerous.
Yeah, it was.
These people drive every day.
I was like squinting like an old lady with my –
I think they do just fine. Yeah. So we're going to have Wick Grosbeck on the show in about an hour, 8:20, and we'll talk all things Celtic Sale with Wick coming up. This is A. A, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Thank you guys for having me on. You guys are amazing, and your takes are really interesting. But I'm very surprised by Wiggy's comments a few moments ago about the Celtics. They're such a staple and institution in the city. They should not leave. They should not change their name. Mm-hmm. I think that would be blasphemous. Mm-hmm. They are centrally located. If you can make it to Fenway, you can make it to the Garden. I think it's synonymous with the Celtics, and I just think it would change the whole profile and culture of the basketball here. Keep it in Boston. Thank you.
I would agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't change the name. I got no. I would not change the name.
Well,
but
the
Chicago Bears are getting ready to build a new stadium like 30 minutes outside of Chicago, so I don't.
And if it's up to you as a fan, you, Greg, Courtney, everybody, would you rather your team be competitive at the top of the league and play outside of Boston, or have to sell off players and remain in Boston?
Yes, obviously, be competitive and
play
outside.
I mean, if you can't do, I would prefer they do both. I would prefer that they are competitive and play in Boston, which they've been able to do. This group has been able to do for quite some time.
But once these bills came due, they sold.
Yeah, right.
And I love them. I love Wick. No judgment. I'm just saying that we celebrated the Patriots building CMGI before it became Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Because they weren't in Hartford. They parlayed that to say, okay, we'll do this here in Foxborough because it was at least close to Boston. I fear that the fact that there's what Rob Hale said to us and what the reporting was last night are polar opposites. I feel like there's only one way you could actually say, I know I'm building something, and it's not within the city limits because it's impossible.
Right.
It's going to be a how long do you think it'll be if they build it in Boston before it's done?
10 years.
At a bare minimum.
The problem becomes permits, and you have to tell me where it is. It took them 170 permits to hold a winter classic at Fenway Park.
Right.
How long do you think it's going to take to get the permits to build a new stadium?
You guys, who give so much money are so in the community, who have their money in everything, can't get a soccer stadium built in Everett.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that Michelle Wu or the powers that be are going to just meet this new guy and say, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be, but that's the point. He might have to go elsewhere to a town.
But I'm talking about Everett.
Like, yeah, but Braintree, maybe.
Wherever it is, right? Everett, I understand what you're saying about Everett.
What about Fitchburg, right up the road
it
here?
It could be in Fitchburg.
Yeah.
But remember,
Harris of Central Mass.
But remember, Courtney, with Everett and places like that, it's all about greasing the right palms. That's what holds these things up. People want money. That's what held up the casino.
Yeah, people are complaining that Chisholm doesn't have enough money, even though it's worth $7 billion.
Right, that's why he might even have to go a little bit further and find a place that's, you know, taxpayers are willing to spend a little bit of money.
There's a lot to like about Lowell.
We are.
There you go.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is.
Shime could walk to the arena by saying that he would drive and then walk.
I'd walk.
All right. Well, we will, when we get to They Said It in about 10 minutes, we will hear from the next owner of the Boston Celtics and what he said he would be willing to spend when it comes to players. And I think certainly that's one of the questions is you got a couple guys on max deals. You got a $500 million luxury tax bill that you're going to have to pay pretty quick. So what is he going to be willing to do? Does he have enough money? All of that. We will hear from him coming up at 7:20 during They Said It. Real quick, my lead. One of Curtis's fellow weather smokes is in deep doo-doo for what he said about the highlight of this week for Courtney, and that was the return of the astronauts.
Splashdown.
Who had been stuck in space for 9 months. Pete Bouchard.
Oh, man.
Fellow weather smoke, Curtis.
The worst.
Over there on NBC 10. Where does he rank when it comes to your arch enemy, Weather Smokes? It's Reiner first, and then
people I will even entertain are Bruce Schwegler, God rest his soul, and Jeremy Reiner.
Okay,
everybody else sucks.
Pete Bouchard this week suggested that dramatic splashdown, which Courtney was riveted to, looked like it had been created by AI.
It did look like that.
In fact, if you're watching this show on Twitch or YouTube, you are seeing it now. I'm assuming it was a drone. It looks, I mean, it does look, Shime, you would know better than I, it looks somewhat video game like.
Right.
Yes, very much so.
They are suggesting that the random pod of dolphins that showed up, what are the odds that a random pod of dolphins would show up at the exact time?
Right.
That the, I, so, I mean, there are some who believe, I don't know where Kyrie Irving stands on it, but that the moon landing was
okay.
Fake. Maybe Pete Bouchard is correct about this. I don't know.
I find it strange that a meteorologist would be saying this. If you think the world's flat, you're in the wrong field, buddy. Yeah.
Well, that is interesting that the Dolphins were there. Well, that is perfect.
It was more the way that the parachutes kind of collided down to the water. It was so picturesque. I went and made sure it wasn't a deep fake. Uh-huh. When I watched it happen in real time, I was
maybe
like, this looks too good.
Maybe it was.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe those astronauts were never up there.
I think we'll see these astronauts sue big time.
Sue?
Of course.
What? What are they suing for?
Oh, my God.
For what?
They have to, like, relearn how to walk and how to...
I thought you meant sue Pete Bouchard.
Oh, not Pete Bouchard. No, I think they're going to sue NASA.
They're not going to sue NASA.
Yes, I bet they will. And they should. Nine months of their lives taken away from them while they've been up there.
You don't just run around suing everybody.
Right. Yeah, you do. Do you live in America?
Courtney, I'm sure they signed a document before going into space that said, I know I may die.
No. I'm telling you, there is going to be a lawsuit. Do you mind signing
the space waiver?
Right. No, there's going to be a lawsuit.
I think they understood the risk involved.
Right.
No.
Ken has everybody sign 6 waivers before they come into the
show. There is going to be a lawsuit, and you guys will all laugh, and then in a month what happens, they're like, good for them. That's what you're all going to say.
What's the lawsuit?
That they got stuck up there.
So, a job.
And there's some people, I don't want to get political, but some people are saying that the last administration kept them up there.
Oh, really?
Conspiracy over here.
Okay. Well, I'll hop on board, Jen Psaki. Let's do it.
All right. So you think it was real, though?
Yeah, I think it was real.
You don't think Pete Bouchard is right?
Yeah, I mean, I had the Euro model watching it live, and it definitely was real.
Okay. It looks pretty perfect, so.
Those are our leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Right now, Courtney from Wachusett Mountain with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins fall to the Golden Knights out west. 5-1 was the final. Morgan Geeky had the goal in this one, while Jeremy Swayman had 27 saves in the loss. The Red Sox fell to the Twins 2-1. Tonight, they have the Pirates at JetBlue. First pitch is at 6:05. You can listen to that matchup right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics have the Jazz tonight in Utah. Tip is at 9:30. Jaylen Brown and Xavier Tillman are both listed as out for this one. And we talked about the sale of the Celtics yesterday and speculated about how much they sold for. Reports now are that Bill Chisholm bought the team for $6.1 billion.
Everything happens at the end of our show.
Yeah.
Everything.
First day of the first round of March Madness, and we got our first big upset as 5-seed Clemson fell to 12-seed McNeese State. Final score of that one, 69-67. With that win, only 1.4 million perfect brackets remain out of the 24 million. We've got more games today after Yale lost to Texas A&M yesterday. We get the rest of the New England teams in action tonight as UConn taking on Oklahoma at 9:25, Bryant taking on Michigan State at 10, and the Lady Stags from Fairfield also in action, taking on Kansas State today at 2:30. You can listen to all the action starting at noon today on EEI AM. And when it comes to the Hockey East, a hell of a game out of Maine, who defeated Northeastern in double OT of the semis. They'll face off with UConn for the championship. Puck drop is at 7:30. You can listen to that one on the Odyssey app. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call. And that was brought to you by Shaw's. For the love of a mouth-watering tender roast, hurry to Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, beef eye of round roast or bottom round roast is just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 44 degrees, feels like 39. Rain for another hour or so, and then nice tomorrow, mid-50s in Boston.
Well, we are at Wachusett Mountain, and it is a snow show. Thanks to you guys for being out here this morning. We appreciate that. Quick tease for Monday. Monday, new intro day, Sean. We're going to try a new intro.
Yes, sir. We're going to give it a shot.
I'm willing to go away from it if nobody likes it, but we're going to give it a try on Monday. So we'll do that a couple times Monday morning, and we will be back with They Said It coming up.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. It is a snow show Friday from Wachusett Mountain, and coming up at 8:20, we will be joined by Wick Grosbeck, the current governor and the CEO going forward, at least for 3 years, of this Boston Celtics team under new ownership. And I'm looking forward to hearing what Wick has to say when he's on the show next hour.
So, I can't wait.
We are at Wachusett Mountain. I want to thank everybody who came out this morning here at Wachusett, everybody who came out last night. You guys are awesome. We have less than 10 probably Snow Show merch hats left. The amazing Ashley from the foundation is right over there. So if you're looking for a Snow Show merch, you go see Ashley. This is Walter from Worcester. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to the area. You know, you're talking about where they might build a new arena, but you're forgetting the second largest city in the state, and that would be Worcester. Polar Beverages is home here.
Yes.
Yep. You also have Polar Park is here.
Right.
And the old Bay State Bombardiers used to play here. They were coached by Dave Callum. So I say move the Celtics to Worcester.
Right. And then, like, Jason Tatum would move to Boylston or, like, where?
Absolutely. Shrewsbury. Okay. Shrewsbury's a very, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Up and coming. Shrewsbury, yeah. Go to the ground round. Did that ever open up, the new ground round?
Oh, we never got word on that.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be soon.
Yeah. I just don't.
You're not a big Bay State Bombardier fan?
Yeah. I love Worcester. My radio roots began in the city of Worcester decades ago. I believe the Boston Celtics need to be playing their games in Boston.
We do go to Foxborough.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And complain about it every time.
And everybody complains about it every single time they go there. Everybody complains about how they can't get out of there for an hour and a half afterwards.
But can we all understand that there is going to be a Celtics-only facility that's part of the new ownership group?
I don't know. I thought that before we talked to Rob Hale. And the way that Rob Hale answered your question, Curtis, made me think that they've had this conversation for quite some time and it's not going to happen.
In Boston.
But I didn't ask him specifically.
Yeah, he didn't ask specifically about Boston. No, he asked about just getting their own arena.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that reporting last night, we obviously have the opportunity to talk to Wick next hour, but the reporting last night was that their intent on building an arena that's for, you know, to me, the only way private equity finds this a lucrative opportunity is if you have the chance to do what John Henry did. John Henry just rebuilt inside the walls of Fenway,
right?
But he put in $400-500 million into Fenway Park to make it better.
But I think you're assuming that he is buying it as purely an investment and expects a reasonable return in a reasonable amount of time. There are definitely those who buy these franchises because they love the franchise or because they want a better version than a yacht when it comes to a toy to play with. And so,
do the private equity firms that buy into franchises with 6-7 major investors feel that way? I don't think so.
But are we certain, we can ask Wick this, is
is this a private equity deal? He's a private equity guy who runs a private equity firm that is focused on, you know, tech and software and that. I don't know that this is a purchase that's being made by his. I think it's he's the guy. He's worth $7 billion, and he's leading this. So,
well, isn't that part of the issue with the Dallas Mavericks with their ownership group? Don't they want to build a new?
Well, they want to move it. They want to move it to Vegas because they're in the casino business. Mm-hmm. So they want to.
But I feel like owners, Greg, when they like, or when people buy these type of franchises, like the people who bought the Washington Commanders, Magic Johnson, I forget who the other guys.
Paid $6 billion
right.
for
but it. But they also came in with the intent of we're going to build a new stadium because that's what really now you start to see it. Steve Ballmer, who bought the Clippers, ultimately built that new arena for the Clippers. So I just don't know. I couldn't even imagine what that world of money looks like. But I would feel like if you're going to buy this team and you see the price tag of luxury tax, the players, and the way the salaries are going in the NBA and the fact that you have to pay, you know, I don't know. I thought I saw that the lease that the Celtics were paying was like north of $100 million. Like you're having to pay
what?
All for
luxury
them.
Luxury tax?
No, for them to be leasing out the building, the Celtics.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so it you'd have to be thinking like, all right, if we're going to do this, we need to know that within the next 5 to 7 years, we're building a new arena to be able to recoup some of this money that we're going to lose in that time.
I just don't know how you can look at the exact situation that Wick is leaving and say that this is a very profitable endeavor. I think that they did the very best job you could from 03 to now. Couldn't have had a better group led by Wick that did everything they could to bring championships here, and we are all deeply grateful for them for that. I just am concerned about if you're private equity, you have a way of evaluating things, and John Henry is, and that's why he's ebbed and flowed based on the revenue the Red Sox get.
Yeah.
It's not a passion project.
No. In many cases it is. It wouldn't be if a private equity firm said, we're going to invest in this. And we believe we're going to be able to turn this around in 10 years and we're going to get, you know, $25 billion for it. But I think they know what they're getting into. So they must know either that they're going to get a stadium or they are okay with losing money and putting a winning product out there.
I would just say that up until the sale, the scuttlebutt was they're not going to get $5.5 billion, that they were underwhelmed by the suitors. And this feels like the NBA orchestrating a group similar to what happened to the Red Sox, and it's worked out beautifully, so that they could cross that $6 billion barrier and then say it's $8 because they don't have an arena when it comes to Vegas and any new franchise. And this is beneficial to the league as a whole, but I don't know if it's great for Celtics fans in general.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, and you can hear Wick Grosbeck talk about all of those things on this show this morning at 8:20 right now. We got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where should we start this morning?
Well, Greg, we've been talking about it a lot this morning. The Celtics have a new owner, and we should hear from that new owner. Bill Chisholm talked on NBC Sports Boston, and this is what he had to say about keeping the team together and attempting to hang some more banners.
Going back over time, this is the best franchise in any sport for me, anywhere in the world. It's just an incredible, incredible team and the legacy that comes with that. And frankly, the responsibility, too, and that I do feel. And yet the commitment to excellence that the team's had from, you know, way back in the Red Auerbach, Bill Russell, Cousy, all that, all the way to, you know, to Wick and what he's done and with his group and with the team now with Brad and Joe. It's just it's incredible. And, you know, I, as Wick said, I want to raise banners. I want to raise him now, and I want to raise him in the future as well. And I look at what Wick has done, and Brad has done, and Joe has done, and the time is now. And they've also set the team up for the future as well. So that's part of the reason why, you know, I come in here, and we come in here as a new investor group. And, you know, we're partnering with Wick here because he's done an amazing job. And if, you know, you're just, why would you change that at this point? Mm.
So if their philosophy, if that Wick philosophy, or, you know, Celtics philosophy is we're willing to pay the luxury tax because we win championships, is going to continue because Wick is going to be a part of that going forward, then I don't know, maybe that's going to be their approach.
And
they're going to write the check.
And him talking about Brad every time he speaks too makes me feel like, you know, Brad is going to be a main focus of not leaving. They're going to make sure that Brad stays in place because we think that Brad has found the perfect place in this franchise.
Yeah, I think Wick is a good guy to be front-facing because the fan base trusts him. But it's, for me, it's wait and see. I mean,
yeah.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but yeah. I have no idea how he's going to run the organization.
All right, what's next, Shy?
Well, Greg, your guy Bronny James had a career high in points last night, and J.J. Redick's here to tell you that Bronny James is going to be a good NBA player.
Yeah, I think the next step is just, you know, becoming an elite conditioned athlete, because when he does that with his physical tools and just his like burst and his handle, and you know, we think he's going to be an above average to really good NBA shooter. He's gonna have a chance to really make an impact.
All right.
Career high 4 points. Is that what he had? What it was?
No, he had 17.
Yeah, it's 17.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, you know.
All right.
Good game for him.
Even went toe-to-toe with Giannis at one point.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How long do you think he's in the league for?
You know, I guess if he can find something that he could do well, right?
And if he could find something that he could do well.
Usually you arrive in the NBA and you're like, how can I help?
Like, what's his, what's his role? Taking the charge?
Powerade, I can show him.
If I was him, I would focus on a role similar to like a Tony Allen, Marcus Smart. Focus on being a nasty defender.
You think there's a chance Bronny becomes Tony Allen?
No, Marcus. I said that's what I would focus on, the defensive element of the game, you know, because that's about effort and want to.
Be a professional flopper.
Yeah, and work on, you know, obviously you got to work on your skill on the offensive side of the basketball.
Yeah.
But if you can just... It you know, you got to be able to shoot, and that's the thing. He's got to work. And if you can't shoot in the beginning, then you got to be able to play defense. That's what helped Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart didn't have a great offensive game, but he played his defense. He played his ass off.
What if the Lakers traded Bronny for Luka? You thought it was dubious then.
All right. I don't think he's.
Yeah.
I think once his dad is gone, his opportunity may dwindle, but that's just.
Probably not, because what does dad say? Dad say he wants to buy a team, so he'll end up playing for the team that his dad owns.
Okay. All right. What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, next we have Tommy Curran was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Talked about the Stephon Diggs visit to New England. Here was Tommy Curran with WEEI Afternoons.
I think that in the case of a Diggs, it's probably where you would say, well, we didn't get our Eagle Scout. And this is not to contrive, you know, Stephon Diggs to be the second coming of Ray Caruth. I mean, you know, the guy is a pain in the ass in multiple places. So you have to decide, okay, is it better to have nobody at all and walk into the season with Kayshawn Booty, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and Kendrick Bourne as the top of our outside receiver group? Or is it better for us to go ahead and try and address it with someone and keep our fingers crossed? So to me, it's a sliding scale of what you're willing to tolerate from a player and the production that he'll give you. If Diggs was making $24 million a year and you anticipated he would be a pain in the posterior, you might say, we can't pay somebody that kind of money and have him be a detriment. If it's less, then maybe you can do it.
So first of all, it sounded like it was a serious visit, right? Like they did the dinner the night before. They spent the day together. Like, I think it's a serious...
It was reported as the beginning of a relationship, potentially. They got to know each other, and the Patriots wanted to understand how he was health-wise.
Yeah.
And if there was a fit, just in terms of the personalities.
Yeah, I mean, but is he... I don't know that he's a big pain in the ass.
Like, he's not. When they talk about this...
C.J. Stroud was very complimentary about him.
It's so aggravating. He grows into a pain in the ass. But that's usually like year three, four, right. five.
After he helps you. Yeah.
Yeah, and he either wants new money or he's like – and you're only looking at Steph Diggs as a stopgap for a year, max two. So
and front load the money like crazy this right. year because you have cash to burn. And then if it doesn't work out, next year is perfectly fine. The other thing, I don't understand the current approach where he reports, because he was told, I'm not saying he wasn't told accurate information or information from the organization, that they're not in on these guys because they don't want to bring in a bad guy. Shimes lead yesterday.
Right.
And then instead of like ripping the people that told him something they've clearly gone back on, he said, well, the good guys weren't available. Tom, they're not. You can't be picky right now. Like, you have to attack this completely. You have to attack every receiver with the way they reportedly attacked Godwin for you to land one of these guys. Because who cares if the guy's a pain in the ass if he's successful?
Well, right.
And isn't that also why you brought Mike Vrabel in as your head
yep.
coach?
Right.
Because your expectation is that he is going to handle these guys better than Gerard Mayo
yep.
did?
Because he has the experience.
So he dealt with A.J. Brown, and
right.
they got along great.
I would ask this question to all the people who are like, oh, the bad guy. Well, why aren't, and this is where I'm a little bit concerned with the Patriots and I don't understand them. So if you're concerned about the bad guy approach and you want to paint that picture for Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper's available. He's not a bad guy. Keenan Allen's available. He's not a bad guy. Why aren't you bringing in those guys for visits to see like, okay, maybe these guys, you know what? Whether you think they're washed or not, like we as fans, these are still guys that if you brought in would be the best receivers in your room. So why are you not kicking the tires on them? Clearly, and this is what's frustrating because I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to somebody
you
last
night. You talk a lot.
Yeah. And I meet a lot of people, and I'm sorry, I forget
last
names.
Last night?
Yeah, last night. And I said to them, I said, if they did what they did on defense – on the offensive side of the football, we would be like,
playoff.
Round of applause. Yeah. This is a great job by them. But because they're doing it on the defensive side and the offense, as we know, is what's struggling, we're looking and go, well Mike's going to help the defense out. But where is the offense? Where are these guys? Like, and I'm more focused on the wide receiver position. So
and if Drake May's great, and he was awesome last year, the best thing the Patriots had, then why are we worried about Steph Diggs destroying his growth?
Do
you think Drake May wants Steph Diggs on the team?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know why you let him leave, you're looking for a deal, which is what I guess they're waiting until
that's probably what they're doing.
And waiting until the price goes down.
Yep.
Inflation.
See, if he goes out there, if he don't get any other...
Like eggs. Right. They're waiting for eggs to go down.
But almonds are expensive.
If he don't get any other visits, now they know, he's really got no other opportunities.
But what do you really have to pay him?
No, I told you, 1 year, maybe 12, 13.
Ben, do they have the cap space? Okay, good.
$13 million, not a lot. You throw a couple incentives in there to make it a little
probably
bit sweeter.
Or you don't think he can get more than Cooper Kupp?
Not with the ACL.
Not with the ACL. I think he's a little bit below Cooper Kupp, so Cooper Kupp got 15.
15, so he's 12.
Like 12,
or
yeah.
Like, why are you haggling over $13 million?
And it's win-win. Like, Steph Diggs needs to have a great year to get legit money again before he's done. The Patriots need a talent that is like Steph Diggs to get Drake May to the next level.
Yeah.
Why is it a bad idea?
All right, anything else, Shine?
One more for you here, Greg. The Boston Bruins lost 5-1 last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. They are now on a 4-game losing streak. Interim head coach Joe Sacco talked about the frustration involved with such a losing streak.
Well, you're always frustrated when you lose. It doesn't matter what game it is. And, we knew coming in here tonight it was going to be a challenge against a real good hockey team. But, like you said, I thought that we came ready to play. Frustration can't set in, right? That's not good. We need to just keep digging in and working hard and making sure that, we're playing to the end. And even, I know that it's 5-0, we score to make it 5-1, but, we're still playing to the end.
Right. We're playing to the end.
Man.
When is the end?
Right.
Could it be tomorrow, please?
What happens first? The Bruins make the playoffs or the Celtics get a new arena?
Oh, God.
I mean, they are just limping their way.
Two years ago, we were saying, Should they go for the record of points in the history of the NHL?
Yeah, that's right. Or rest guys. Yeah. All right. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We are at Wachusett Mountain for a snow show. Weather, Curtis, it looks like the rain is ending. Maybe a little snow coming this afternoon.
You never know.
Maybe. All right. We will get to Courtney in today's news next.
It's time for
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ragout, the Parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think?
Oh, here she is, back where she learned to ski after school.
During school.
During school.
We used to leave at 11 a.m. It was the best. Every Friday.
11 a.m.?
Yes.
Oh. Right in the middle of learning?
Yeah. Right. And we would come here and learn on the mountain.
But you haven't been back since.
Since eighth grade, yeah.
Was that when they taught vocabulary?
Not to some.
Well, we know where the flex time started at, huh?
I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
But it's great.
It was great. It's great to be back, but it was crazy. I walked in and it was such nostalgia. I sent a photo to my best friends to this day.
Yeah.
They were saying, yo, how's the food at the food court? Are the French fries and chicken nuggets still good?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. let's get going with the news. And then coming up at 8:20, we will be joined by Wick Grosbeck, the current governor and the governor going forward of the Boston Celtics. So a lot to talk to Wick about coming up. But news now with Courtney.
Well, 35-year-old Matthew Johnson, a Market Basket employee, was arrested after he set 2 fires at the Gloucester location on Friday.
He works there?
Well, not anymore.
Okay, good.
But he was working there. He had showed up to complain about his time being cut.
Ah. Mm.
So that's when he set fires. He set fires to a trash bin and to a big display of paper towels.
Uh-huh.
So,
The only thing on fire at Shaw's and Star Market are the deals. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that is true.
100%.
Here's the audio of his defense attorney, Grace Edwards, in court.
It is common knowledge that sometimes whatever we put into containers like this could spontaneously combust.
Okay.
But isn't that the type of worker you want? Somebody who wants to work as many hours as they can nowadays?
Right. Yeah, you have been on that.
I mean, he's upset that they're cutting his hours.
That's true. The FBI has launched an investigation into the Tesla takedowns across the country. They have a hashtag going right now. Hashtag Tesla takedowns. Oh, yeah. It's all over X. It's all over Instagram. Whether it's vandalism at the Tesla stores or the actual Tesla cars and trucks, Attorney General Pam Bondi has threatened severe consequences for anyone involved in vandalizing Tesla vehicles.
I have to say, we've come full circle. People on the left are now destroying electric vehicles.
Yeah. It's an odd coincidence or irony, whichever it is. That's somebody's car,
right?
You're not doing any damage
it's
to
it's not
Elon.
A political statement.
No. You're not harming Elon Musk. You're actually hurting your neighbor who has a vehicle that you're burning up.
Right.
So
they do that. They should get minimum 4 years in prison.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
There may be more consequences coming from that fan that threw a water bottle onto the court of the first round matchup yesterday between Creighton and Louisville. So the Louisville fan threw the bottle near the end of the Cardinals' loss and was removed from the arena as cleanup crews took care of the pretty full bottle. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see the video going on.
While they were drawing up a play.
Yes.
I mean, are they arresting the person?
So the fan was removed from the arena. Officials will not say whether or not he is facing charges. But, I mean, a lot of the broadcast was very upset about it. They think that there should be some charges.
Yeah.
How much did he lose on his bet?
Probably a lot.
Right? I know.
Shime, is that the issue here?
You never know. I bet Creighton like a smart individual, but...
Okay.
We have an irrational fear in the news as Erica Salvato of Stoneham had the hood of her 2015 Nissan Altima fly open while she was driving on 93. Her brother Danny luckily was in the passenger seat. He was able to help her get to the side of the road by stopping cars by leaning out of the window. Luckily, no one was hurt. Here is brother Danny on BZ.
I thought someone hit us from behind, to be honest. I wasn't looking. I was on my phone. And then I look in front of me.
can't see anything, just the hood. And I was looking in my right mirror, I could still see that. Telling her to move when she's good to move. Sticking my hand out the window, actually telling the cars to stop, slow down. And then we made it to the breakdown lane.
That is terrifying.
That's got to be scary.
Well, do you ever move out of the lane if there's a truck in front of you that has like a
Wiggy
big...
Wiggy drives in the left lane 170 miles an hour. Wiggy was actually he was riding these people and bumping them to push them out of the way.
I'm just saying, if I ever see like a wood plank on a truck in front of me or some type of ladder, I always move out of the way because I'm always thinking of Final Destination.
You never want to be behind those trucks because they'll, you know, a lot of...
You're
smart, right, Courtney? Because a lot of them will kick back rocks and you'll have windshield damage or something like that. That's smart.
I want to say thank you to the three trucks that were going 50 miles an hour on the fast lane of Route 2 this morning.
Oh, God.
At 5 a.m., going 50 miles an hour.
We are going to talk about the numbers that they find on missing pet flyers that they see around town, calling them, saying they're from a shelter, and saying they need money sent immediately for emergency care.
For their animal that's been found?
Yes. Yeah. And to send it digitally.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Here,
what evil people.
Terrible. Here's cat owner Justin Hills and shelter manager Don Baxter.
They had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name. He has been injured. He was hit by a car. He needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800.
We would never ask somebody over the phone to make a payment. We're going to get that pet to a veterinarian and get it care and treatment, and then we'll work out how to get the pet back to the owner after that.
The back of my head is screaming, this is a scam, this is a scam. Your baby, your fur child is missing. I would do anything to get my baby boy back.
They also cruelly told him he was a one seed in the
Oh, that was salt in the wound.
I was hoping you were not going to go there with that.
Did he call his cat his fur baby?
Yes.
Fur baby.
Is that what he said?
It's a common way people refer to dogs.
Yep.
I bet you Lindsay calls Bullet her fur baby.
Yes, she's a woman.
Yeah.
One seed.
No judgment for me, Greg.
I don't think a man is supposed to be calling his cat his fur baby.
No, he should not be doing that.
Okay. I don't think so, but...
Why don't we focus on the a-hole that should go to jail for doing this?
That's scammers are bananas out there.
Are we speaking of that, are we going to talk about... I don't know if Curtis has seen the talking about terrible people.
Yeah.
People who should no longer be breathing our air.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the lady in Florida?
We are. Would you like to do that one next?
Yeah. We can. This is the most horrendous. I've heard a lot of horrendous news stories in 35 years. This is the most horrendous story I think I have ever heard.
Yeah. Allison Lawrence is the piece of S who we're talking about. She was traveling from Orlando to Columbia with her poodle Twilly. When she got to the airport, she went through security, and then she was told at the gate that she didn't have the proper paperwork to take Twilly on the flight.
She didn't have the service dog certificate that you need to
from Amazon
to bring your poodle on the flight.
Yes.
Are there any children here? Cover their ears.
I know. This
Go
is
ahead.
Bad.
Yeah.
So... She then boarded the flight without Twilly.
Yep.
After the plane left, a cleaning person emptied the trash bin in the women's bathroom.
Yep.
Twilly, unfortunately, was inside the trash bin after Allison Lawrence had drowned Twilly in the toilet of the airport.
Sickos. What the?
Yeah.
She should be arrested and drowned in a giant toilet in a public square.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So doing that to a dog?
If it's if it's a bathroom in the airport, lovely places. There's no way that people wouldn't hear that.
There was a witness who said that they saw Allison sitting on the ground of a stall, cleaning up water and spilled dog food.
My God!
But she has been arrested. She is facing aggravated animal cruelty, which is a felony.
Are sickos
what
in this world.
Instead of just getting a new flight,
it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely horrendous.
Okay.
And congratulations to Logan Airport because we now have the 10 worst airports for delays. Logan coming in at 2. 31.9% of their flights are disrupted.
How many?
31.9%.
A third of all flights out of Logan or into Logan are delayed.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
All right. There we go.
We need to be number one. Who's number one?
Ronald Reagan International Airport with 40.2% of their flights disrupted.
Wow. Yeah. I ain't going to DC.
Well, that's probably – I would say that's more due to never mind. The president goes to Andrews, so they wouldn't be flying there.
And it's weird that they would have delays like that at Reagan, because don't they also have Dulles out there too? Don't they have like two airports?
Yeah. Remember, you went to the wrong one in Houston.
Yeah, I went to I couldn't find the Houston airport.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what the edibles will do to you.
Hey,
all right, Courtney, thank you so much. Courtney with the news everybody. There she is.
Thank you very much.
Your queen.
Oh, no.
Just don't ask her to drive at night in the country because there's no streetlights. We are going to take a break.
And Johnny Egan's here. Greg's driver. Hi, Johnny.
I drove myself out here. Are we going to do guest leads?
I would love to. And I would love – we have Ken Laird, the king of boring, has a great Sox lead.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a hot one.
Okay.
He's stressed about things 2 years from now.
What a tease.
All right. Well, the barista will have a lead for us coming up, and we'll get to your guest leads. If you brought one with you here at Wachusett Mountain, a snow show on WEEI. We'll be right back.